You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, welcome, welcome for another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Colt Molesky, and in studio with me yet again, Tom Schreier. Are you back?
I'm back. First of all. First time that we've been in a studio together in a long time.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. You are currently a student at Mankato. Drove up. When did you leave your house?
I actually didn't leave my house. I left straight from class.
Straight from class.
Maybe a little early.
Wow.
Straight from class.
Wow.
And came up, just got here about 10, 15 minutes ago. And so I'm here for a few days, just going to be pumping out zone coverage stuff and shows.
The teachers at Mankato know why this has to happen. They understand it. This is your professional now.
You got to be on board for the career, right?
That's so funny. Guy gets out of class, jumps in his car. You got to love the dedication to the show. Secondly, what you're alluding to is, I was overseas, flew in and out of Amsterdam, went to Munich, Berlin, and Budapest. Unfortunately, not a lot of basketball there, although we have found a lot of basketball players. We know Jimmy Butler was in Paris, right, and was part of a bigger trip that he was supposed to be on. But a lot of those guys are out there. So unfortunately, did not run into Jimmy Butler. I was on a constraint with those international minutes. Couldn't give him a call just to see if he was in Budapest or something like that. But no, it's good to go out there. And actually, I did see, I think it's Sky Sports. It's Sky News. Sky Sports are their kind of the big provider. You see some basketball on TV there, as well as Fox Sports has a big presence there. And so I wasn't never too far away from sports, never too far away from the game of basketball.
That's good to hear. I would also like to just point out that you say I'm the party boy of the show, but I was not in Amsterdam. I'm just saying.
That's true. Yeah, Amsterdam is too much for me to handle as the old man on this podcast. Obviously a lot of fun to be had there. Munich with the big beer gardens and Budapest is not shy away from a party. I'll tell you that. But yeah, Amsterdam's over the top. That's too much to handle for a man of my age, I guess. I'm not that old. I'm 27, but someone who doesn't want to just go ridiculous all the time.
Well, we should probably talk about some NBA stuff. I did want to hit on the Jimmy Butler article that you drew to my attention. But first, I wanted to talk a little bit about a funny situation and a more serious one. The funny one is the situation now between the Celtics and Isaiah Thomas, their former point guard that they traded to Cleveland for Kyrie Irving. Well-documented story. And I've just been following. It's interesting kind of how different athletes handle the business side of the sport. And it's been really entertaining because I've been following the Boston Celtics Twitter feed and how they've been kind of throwing up highlights, throwing up pictures with thank you, Isaiah Thomas. And now the flip side of that is Isaiah Thomas is fully invested in Cleveland and not really paying attention to the Celtics. It's just an interesting back and forth where it looks like he was stabbed in the back a little bit more. But we're seeing these reports about his hip injury, how it may be more devastating and he may miss a couple months now as opposed to a couple weeks of the season. So if you're looking at this, the Celtics were in the right to trade him and get a point guard that they could really start.
Yeah.
And while it's a cutthroat thing to do, like that's what you've got to do if you're the Celtics, right?
Yeah, I think it's interesting when people were going through trade scenarios, the logical conclusion was this trade, right? But people said, well, you're not going to have two of the Eastern Conference finalists making a trade. This is what we've learned, and in Minnesota, we should know this more than ever. It's all about leverage. Very rarely do you trade a star, and that trade works out better for you. I like Isaiah Thomas. I would say Kyrie is a different level player, and it's got to be tough for the Cavs, who are like, don't know if LeBron's going to stay. Boston's the biggest threat to kind of take over the East, right? If the Cavaliers domino falls. And I do worry about Isaiah Thomas a little bit. As we've discussed some pickup basketball, we do promise that discussion will be canned most likely once the actual season starts. But I did injure my hip as an old man, And again, I'm 27. I should not be calling myself an old man. But I did injure my hip. It is easy to do doing basketball. They do hurt. Walking around the streets of Budapest, I felt a little bit of that, a little bit of that pain. I occasionally had to, you know, had to sneak into a bar and you know, medicate myself a little bit. That is why I was partying. Don't pretend that there's any other reason. I had to self-medicate.
The insurance isn't as good as it used to be, huh? Is that what you're telling me?
No,
you got self-diagnosed?
You don't know what kind of drugs they're selling, even in their legit drug stores overseas. So occasionally you just have to have a beer to help the hip out. But yeah, you worry. I mean, everyone here kind of dogs Johnny Flynn, and we're very familiar with how that draft went. But Johnny Flynn, there's a lot of people, including, I remember Corey Brewer saying this very specifically, who felt like Johnny Flynn doesn't have that hip problem. His career turns out a little differently. So, I mean, man, I think the Cavs probably had to make sure that they didn't completely throw their locker room out of balance. But this is looking like a worse and worse trade. And clearly, Isaiah Thomas, who was regarded as one of kind of a guy Celtics fans really liked, all of a sudden really doesn't want to associate himself with that team anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And for all those people who are still saying that they overpaid for Kyrie, that's nonsense. I mean,
you have to just look at what the team looks like when the trade is done. I think it doesn't matter if you win, if you overpaid. I think they got to go for it. And, Celtics look good.
Celtics,
they don't have LeBron James,
good.
But they look like a really good team.
They look very good. Yeah. For all the teams that don't have LeBron James in the East, they look like the best one absolutely for sure now.
Yeah.
Moving on to that serious topic. If for those of you who haven't seen, Michael Bennett, was arrested in Las Vegas. Right now, it looks like from the video, from the accounts from officers to Bennett himself, it looks like he did nothing but run away from gunfire, and he was still arrested. Maybe it looks like in the video, if you haven't seen it, go check it out on YouTube. It's on TMZ Sports. It looks like some stereotyping by police officers to make a way too early arrest on a person who is just getting away from a situation as opposed to having anything to do with the situation. And now you see NBA front office guys talking about around the league and addressing it. My question for you, Tom, is this the best sport to handle this issue? Because I feel like the NBA, as opposed to the NFL, there's a lot less backlash from people speaking out, offering up their opinions. We see this all the time in the NBA, where they offer up a lot of opinions on whether they think the team is good to whether they think this is a good social issue or not. So is this the proper platform for this to get addressed and get the most light shed on the situation, is if the NBA tackles it?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before. It seems like there's a lot more new money in the NBA, certainly a more progressive commissioner. It's not as though the NBA has a sparkling past with this. Anyone can look back years ago and see issues that are happening in the NFL now that have happened in the NBA of the past. But it seems like in its current state, Adam Silver, for the most part, allows these players to speak out, be individuals. In fact, individuality is celebrated in the NBA. It is different. There's less players on the roster. You're not wearing helmets. The fans, there's less people in the arena, and they're closer to the action. But you think about how, you know, there's a lot of talk about how these guys dress, what they do in the offseason. Most of these guys are pretty open. The fact, we'll get to this Vice piece on Jimmy Butler, but the fact that he opens up his California house to reporters there, and just generally speaking, it seems like you don't have to search too hard to figure out what Karl-Anthony Towns is doing, what Andrew Wiggins is. You know, Wiggins is a little more private, but Andrew
Bill
Wiggins,
Simmons with all the interviews with Kevin Durant.
Right. I mean, at this point, I think he's co-hosting the show. I think so. I don't know. But, you know, even Simmons was hanging out with Jimmy Butler, and I thought I had a really good interview with him. But, I do like that that's celebrated, because you look at the Wolves and how different each of those guys are. Wiggins kind of more quiet, reserved, a thoughtful guy. You know, again, I've said Towns will host probably a late night show as soon as his NBA career ends. Jimmy Butler, I think of, you know, and you see why Tibbs loves him, the kind of that hard work and humble, guy who grew up in a small southern town. And I'm trying to think through all, even Jeff Teague, kind of a more like Wiggins, where he's quiet, thoughtful. Taj Gibson, completely different personality, you know. And I think above all the rest, Tom Thibodeau is like a whirlwind in himself, right? So it's almost not even just, you know, think of the Cult of Pop and even kind of the guy Steve Kerr is, you know, they celebrate not just with the players, but also with coaches and other people around the NBA, kind of the individuality. And I think that's why the league is so good at handling things like this.
Absolutely. I would definitely agree with that. And we do want to get talking about this Jimmy Butler piece as well. But first.
Oh, my God. I know it's coming.
First, I want to talk about SeatGeek.
I know you do.
I'm really excited for the start of the NFL season because I got tickets on SeatGeek. But first, let me tell you that buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated. It can be, but there's a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest and easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek can get you closer to the action for an affordable price. I've told you this before, but Saints, Vikings, Monday Night Football, I'm going to be there because of SeatGeek. Not because I have enough money to go there, but because SeatGeek helped me find a deal for it.
I do love this point. Because this is a huge matchup, right? And you know, it's funny talking about football on the basketball podcast. But look, Jimmy Butler, I will remind people, loves Antonio Brown. That's his boy. And he brought a football to his press conference. Like, how funny is
he? I did love that.
Think
that he brought
all
the football.
The things that, him giving out his number, him chumming up with, you know, fans and Tibbs and all the rigmarole at the Mall of America. We forget this man brought a basketball player, brought a football. He's just, you know, so the, and actually in this video on this Vice article that everyone should read on Jimmy Butler, he's actually tossing the football with his buddies, which nothing could be more fun. I will say this as someone who's lived with my friends in the past, in various apartments and, you know, obviously in college. And then, you know, at one point my friends thinking they could live at my parents' house when I was there, which thankfully I'm allowed in the place I grew up in. This is
that's
that
awfully
never
nice
a guarantee.
Of them.
But I mean, you've probably seen it. You've either probably done this or seen this in Mankato. You know, when I was junior, senior in college, I was living with eight of my friends, right? Or seven of my friends. They were tossing around football there, and I think one of the kids drops it, and one of the funny points in the video is he makes the kid go into his pond and pick it up. But yeah, these guys love it. This is a huge matchup, Saints and Vikings. And as Colton has explained, this is not a man. Now, one day, Cole Molesky may be part owner of the Vikings. We don't know. Maybe.
I partly own the Pistons.
Might be why you're short on cash.
I'm trying to rebuild a team over here and go to Vikings games. It's not easy, but SeatGeek makes it possible.
Plus, you have to budget in that beer. We know you're getting a couple cold ones when you're out there.
I tell no lies.
Yeah, so you're able to go to this big game in Minneapolis here.
Yeah, and my fans should be able to, too, because not only do they get great tickets at a great deal, but if you use the LOMBA promo code, you can get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. $20, that's definitely a couple brewskis, for sure a couple.
Yeah, oh, I would agree.
Use that code, save some money, get some concessions, and go to all of those sporting events or concerts that you want to with SeatGeek. Now, the main event, Jimmy Butler, the Vice article. Very personal. So my question for you, first of all, is does your opinion of Jimmy Butler change or do you like him more now?
I mean, be reinforced. I think that's the best way. We were talking about this on the way here. I think I understand why Tibbs really likes this guy and how he... You know, Michael Pena, who wrote this for Vice Sports, was saying, you know, anyone who goes into the NBA and averages 20 points, that's kind of like winning a lottery ticket. Obviously, you have to work really hard. They go into how Butler does that. And a lot of these guys obviously have really great work ethics. I know Towns has been praised a lot. Wiggins, there's focus issues, but he's a guy that generally works hard. But the fact that this is a guy who wasn't getting offers out of high school, went to a community college 3 years at Marquette, not necessarily a star right away in the league, all of a sudden now is a force to be reckoned with. You know, it just puts into perspective how unlikely that is, but also why it is. He's a guy who wants to max out his capability. I mean, how often do we get frustrated with players saying, I know this guy can be a star? I think of Michael Beasley right away. Darko Milicic. A weird amount of these players end up on the Minnesota Timberwolves roster, at least the old school, you know, the old Wolves. But, you know,
that was a different logo. We can't even remember that.
And even if you think about it, I don't know if you read, you know, ESPN, Sam Borden, I think, an ESPN reporter went and talked to Darko. And that was, you know, again, another feature I recommend reading. That's the opposite. Darko's a guy who didn't really love the game of basketball and I think was, you know, so talented that people kept on giving him another shot. And I kind of randomly, when he was playing for Doc Rivers, just went into his office and was like, yeah, I'm done. Jimmy Butler's a different, you know, different cat. He's a guy who's, he said, I want multiple championships. I want to be in the league for another 7 years at least. He talks about his diet. You know, he's cutting out the things that I eat and drink. He's not drinking alcohol. You know what I mean? He's not in Budapest sipping on beers. He's not eating that red meat. You know, they describe him as a serial killer, which two people that I wouldn't be shocked if they have serial killer type tendencies. I can think of a third right now. I just thought of a third. But the two I immediately thought of were Tom Thibodeau and Jimmy Butler. I think they're good guys. I don't think they're killing anyone. I'm not sure about.
I don't know if Tom Thibodeau is quiet enough to be a serial.
Yeah. He's more like the mass killer. He's Rambo. He's just going in. He's going in guns blazing, you know? But, I mean, think about the characters on this team. Even Wiggins, I think, has a little bit of that assassin's mentality. I really do think that guy has some sort of background as an assassin. But, you know, yeah, you can see where he gets up at six naturally. He's, you know, same workout pattern, even brings his, not unsurprisingly, but like, brings his personal trainer with him. When he was out in Paris, we assume, you know, he was still working out there. And I mean, this guy obviously is cut. He certainly, when you look at where he got drafted, I'd be 30th overall pick, right? Where he got drafted and just kind of, his background, you go, yeah, he's definitely maxed out the talent that he has. And yeah, I mean, you see why that fits there. And I again, it didn't completely change my view of Butler, but I just see a guy who kind of balances that desire, that passion for basketball and the passion to win with just like hanging out with his buddies. Like they're sitting there playing cards. This is not a guy who, at least reading the piece, that's going out hitting the clubs. He's not going to just bump into Colton at a Mankato party. All right. You know, he's
that would be pretty cool, though.
I mean, you never know. Maybe if you gave him a call and he said, look, you don't have to drink. We'll give you some chicken.
We have water.
But yeah, he's no, I mean, he you know, this is a guy who takes the craft. He is a professional. He is a professional, but he also, I think, likes just tossing around the football and watching movies. And I think it's funny that there's just a couple things in there. I love that he's living with his buddies. That's not a huge surprise, but it does remind me kind of college and even just being a young adult living with my friends. But also, you know, I like that he can kind of relax and have fun. You know, again, after reading this, I'm like, yeah, he's the kind of guy who would just give out his phone number and FaceTime people and whatever.
For sure. It totally fits into his personality. I also did like when he's talking about what he does to keep his body in the perfect shape and what he does to get ready, it kind of made me think a little bit of LeBron James and how crazy he is about his off-the-court health and how he's always bringing his personal trainer and everything like that with him. And that just made me feel really good because not only when he's at the court is he going to be teaching Towns and Wiggins to be better defenders, but off the court he's going to be like, here's what you've got to do to be an all-star NBA player in the off season, in between games. How do you prep? Yeah. How do you handle all the flights all over the place and the travel?
Sleeping, all that.
Yeah, exactly.
I you know, and it's not all that different from what Jeff Teague offers, right? Jeff Teague talked about this, what Taj Gibson offers. Look, these are coming unsolicited. I don't think there's anyone in the crowd who's going, raising their hand, being like, "Hey, what do you eat?" Right? I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. Not we're reporters, not nutritionists, but I do. We learn how important the sleep is, and you know how bad the habits are. I mean, for people who follow other Minnesota sports, there's a big narrative of Miguel Sano's weight and the fact that there's people in that clubhouse worried about what he eats, and it's not just him. It's unfortunate that some of these bad habits are developed in the minor leagues. The NBA obviously don't have that issue, but I do like seeing that these guys are taking it seriously because those careers are short. I mean, how many players were you like, man, that guy is going to be a star, and you feel like you blink, and all of a sudden he's out of the league. I think that's important, not just for Towns and Wiggins. That's two huge ones, but just for the culture of the team. I don't think there's any mistake why these guys have been in so many playoff games, why they've had this amount of success, why Tibbs sought them out. I just think there's a lot of distraction out there, and I really don't blame players if they want to go hit the club with Colt Molesky. I do at times. I don't get that invite. I do at times.
But I don't want to wear you out. I don't want to ruin the quality of shows.
I already have my hip's injured from I have the IT injury from playing basketball.
I know you can't see this, but he actually has an IV in right now.
I do.
He's got so many injuries.
I'm not thirsty. I'm feeling hydrated. But no, I mean, I do think this is creating a culture of winning. If you have every player trying to be their best, the best way I can describe this is Tom Thibodeau has built a sports car, but most people who do are worried about mileage at 60,000, at 100,000. What's the resale value? Tom Thibodeau is running people off the road with that car. That's pedal to the metal. He's driving Colton Molesky style. He doesn't even bother to open his...
I got to get here quick.
Yeah, you came up from Mankato. You know, you got to get as much class in as possible. By the way, Jimmy Butler, there's a lot of fun, interesting details. I guess he never dropped a class at Marquette. Very serious student. But like Colton Molesky, if he had to get to practice, you know he skips that last. Those last 5-10 minutes are not worth sitting around for.
I think that the athletes get a lot more leniency when they say they need to leave, as opposed to me saying I host.
You have to sneak out.
I don't know. How many times does a professor hear I have to host an NBA show?
I bet your professor's going to listen. He's going to download.
He should.
He's going to get SeatGeek. You know he loves SeatGeek.
Everybody loves
those Mankato hockey games. They're hard to get into.
That's because they're the premier event.
Premier event.
So you have to have SeatGeek.
It's the Verizon Center down there, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the Verizon Center down there. The premier event. But also, there's probably people coming up from Mankato. They're gonna be watching the Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah, I mean, I just think, like I said, I think this is a really good story. It's also well written, well sourced. A lot of interesting voices in it. But it also is just not hard to believe. Like, as much as if you sat down and said, look, you know, this is a guy who in his past had a couch surf a little bit, had a little bit of a rough background, but also just seems to have kind of figured it out. And I think that's fun. I always like that stuff. I'm a guy who watches Hard Knocks. I like reading these, you know, background pieces. I think Vice and a lot of other places have done a good job with Carl Anthony Towns. And Towns is another guy, too. I mean, that guy really does take seriously what he eats. We do know his red cow order. I should go back and figure out what video that was, but he did offer his red cow order on Zone Coverage's YouTube channel.
There you go.
Incidentally, we were trying to get an interview with Wiggins, and unfortunately, Jordan Hill and Towns thought it was more important to yell their red cow order.
I feel like that is pretty important.
It is. It is pretty important. But yeah, I do like to see those guys. You know, serious workouts, taking care of themselves. You know, you just. Look, if you want to eat, McDonald's occasionally, if you want to hit the club with Colt Molesky, I can understand it. But generally speaking, I think these guys should be taking care of themselves and taking their opportunity to be a professional athlete, and especially now their opportunity to go out and win a significant amount of games as they're supposed to with the Minnesota Timberwolves this year. They should be taking that very seriously.
All right, I've got one last question for you to consider before we head out here. The two kind of stars, Butler has had a lot of attention on him after the trade. Now these articles are coming out about him. And then with Le'Veon Bell holding out and waiting for that contract, he is now got that all figured out with the Steelers. But you got to see kind of those guys' houses. I feel like it's very similar with a lot of guys kind of hanging out and they're just kind of relaxed, chilling at their house. So my question for you is, would you like to live for a weekend with Jimmy Butler and his crew or with Le'Veon Bell and his crew?
I should look more into Le'Veon Bell. I do know he was did he go first or second in your fantasy leagues typically?
Oh, he was the first pick.
Almost every single. Him or David Johnson, right?
It was actually in most of my fantasy leagues, it was him or Odell Beckham. A lot of people going high on receivers.
Interesting.
This year. But I just know because I follow Le'Veon Bell on Twitter. So Le'Veon, no fallback. That's no good. But
he might. Once he figures out you're hosting Wolves Wired, Lockdown Wolves,
he'll figure out to follow me. But yeah. Because he's trying to follow the rap career too, right? So a lot of freestyle rap videos from inside his house with like the guys hanging out in his house and living with him in his house. As opposed to Jimmy Butler now hanging out with these guys, maybe a little more laid back with Jimmy Butler, but those are some fun houses.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking through. Just to comment on Butler specifically, I think why it doesn't specifically remind me of college, there it kind of popped in my head, but that would not be a good professional athlete environment. Now a lot of us played basketball or played sports in college, just pick up stuff or whatever, and did fine, but. It was wildness. It was wildness. This I do love the atmosphere. First of all, it's not unless like the camera captured it wrong, it's not like a massive house. Like it's enough for what he has. But I think it is interesting that it's not, you know, this he doesn't feel this need to like, you know, be on Cribs or something.
Yeah.
And I love the Butler environment. I just love it. Like, who doesn't want? I know you play cards. You're a gambler. You play cards, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to just sit and play. You know, play cards there. He's more of a movie guy, more of a video game guy, but I'm sure I could sneak an Xbox in there. I'm sure someone there plays. And I just think it's. I just like his balance, just from reading this and seeing the video they have there and stuff. That balance of kind of seriousness, professionalism. Trying to make the most out of the talent he has and the opportunity he has with kind of this laid back, having fun, being willing to toss around the football and stuff like that. You know, the other thing I love is how well-dressed these guys are. He has a personal photographer that just, like, chills in his guest house. He's like, come on, dude, like, take a picture of this. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Are you a man who's well-dressed? When you're in SeatGeek, are you saving that money and throwing on some nice ties when you go to the game?
I was actually not wearing a tie at the Gopher game last week. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. With football, it's weird. With basketball, you don't see that. Basketball is a little more laid back, you know, like button down, but not tie.
Yeah. Well, for the Gopher game, I definitely wore a button down. And I'm pretty sure I had khakis. And I got there, and a bunch of people were wearing suits and, like, bow ties and stuff. And
yeah.
I was like, oh no. I am severely underdressed if this is the way they're going
to
look.
You better represent Zone Cut. To be clear, you were covering the Wolves for us, but also are doing... We're going to do a gambling show later on today that will be on the Cold Omaha podcast feed. And then you're also doing some NBA at large and college football. This is one of those things in the industry today. You got to wear a lot of hats. But, yeah, I do remember Master Tisfatsian, who used to be the Vikings beat writer, now covers the Washington Redskins for the Washington Post. That guy was dressed well. He'd show up and I'd be in like scrub mode. I'd be in like some, by the way, shout out to Zach Bennett in scrub mode. dead serious. He came up with that. But no, you know, I'd be in some like Men's Warehouse or something that I got like a 3-for-1.
with the socks stapled to the lapel.
Yeah, no, it was aggressive. It was aggressive or just scrubby. But yeah, he'd be dressed to the nines. But I do love Jimmy Butler has a great sense of style. He also said he's working with it's Justin Patton, right? The guy they chose in the draft. Yep. They said he's working with him. To up his game with that, but yeah, I think it's a fun lifestyle. It seems laid back. These guys are not. I could not keep up with the club, and if those guys were clubbing, I like this. Just the chill, playing cards, you know, kind of hanging out. Also makes a lot of sense why he left a game of was it spades or dominoes when he was with.
It was dominoes.
Yeah,
he was selling Bill Simmons. It was dominoes.
Yeah, a game of dominoes with Dwayne Wade, right, in Paris.
Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So I don't know. I do like his lifestyle. I think I'm going to really enjoy covering this guy. And you know, it's someone who I think there's no doubt in my mind why, A, him and Tibbs are buds or at least push each other, and B, why you know, he's going to be a fit here with the Minnesota Timberwolves and hopefully turn around the fortunes of a franchise that kind of lost its way in the post-Garnett era.
There you go. There you have it. For those of you looking to draft Tom Schreier on your pickup basketball
I'm feeling fine.
Still has an injury. He limped in here, actually. He's in a wheelchair right now. Don't draft him yet. Wait a couple months into the season. This has been Tom Schreier and Colt Molesky in studio, bringing you another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.